From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An Egyptian man who hijacked a passenger plane, forcing it to land in Cyprus, has been arrested following a tense six-hour standoff. All 55 passengers aboard the Egypt Air plane were able to escape unharmed before the man turned himself over to authorities at Larnaca Airport. Egyptian and Cypriot officials said the incident was not terror-related. They described the man, identified as Saif al-Din Mustafa, as mentally unstable. Hussein Abdel Karim Tantawe Mubarak is the Egyptian ambassador to Nicosia.
I think the hijacker is something that more linked in our minds with something who have demands. But this gentleman who diverted the airplane really doesn't have any demands. It looks like it was a family feud. This is from the information we have so far.
Egyptian officials had first reported the hijacker threatened to blow up a suicide belt on the plane, which was headed from Alexandria to Cairo. They later said the explosive belt was fake. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Tuesday joined France and the U.S. in urging Libyan authorities to allow a unity government into the country to begin its work.
I urge all actors on the ground to cooperate and work with the Presidency Council to this end. I will be following this matter and will keep the Security Council informed of the situation. Those obstructing the political process should be held accountable.
France Tuesday said it's urgent for Libya's factions to allow the unity cabinet to function. The U.S. Tuesday said it's deeply troubled that political obstructionists, in their view, closed Tripoli's airspace to prevent the unity cabinet from arriving from Tunis. This is VOA News. Belgian authorities Tuesday said the number of people killed in last week's attacks on Brussels airport and at a metro station was revised downward to 32, excluding the three suicide bombers. Officials previously put the death toll at 35. The error was made by double-counting three with dual citizenship. Another 90, at least, remain hospitalized. Brazil's largest political party has ended its alliance with President Dilma Rousseff's ruling Workers' Party, a move that will bring the embattled leader a step closer to impeachment and possible removal from office. Latin American analyst Sean Burgess of the Australian National University calls it a political decision.
It looks like the PMDB is making a play for the presidency itself by putting Vice President Michel Temer, who is a member of their party, into that position by impeaching Dilma.
The Brazilian Democratic Movement Party, PMDB, said Tuesday six cabinet ministers and hundreds of federal government employees who belong to the party will resign. Brazil's lower house of Congress is conducting an impeachment proceeding against Ms. Rousseff based on accusations she broke the country's fiscal responsibility laws by altering the government's accounts. Ukraine's parliament has accepted resignation of the general prosecutor, criticized for not doing enough to tackle corruption. The move comes a day after several hundred protesters rallied outside the parliament building, calling for Viktor Shokin to step down. The World Health Organization's Director General, Dr. Margaret Chan, Tuesday announced the Ebola outbreak in West Africa no longer qualifies as an extraordinary event and, quote, the risk of international spread is now low.
The Ebola outbreak in West Africa is no longer a public health emergency of international concern. However, a high level of vigilance and response capacity must be maintained to ensure the ability of the countries to prevent the Ebola infections and to rapidly detect and respond to flare-ups in future.
The WHO acknowledges a small number of new clusters of Ebola cases are still occurring in the West African country of Guinea, but Sierra Leone and Liberia have not experienced any new cases in months. In Ivory Coast, at least 19 have died in clashes in the northeast between farmers and herders. The fighting has also displaced hundreds. The clashes are apparently over grazing and watering rights. Farmers complain their fields are ruined by passing herds of cattle. Hama Amadou, Niger's opposition leader, was granted bail Tuesday, 5 months after being detained on baby trafficking charges he claims are politically motivated. Amadou, who lost a presidential runoff to President Mahamadou Issoufou, was whisked off to a Paris hospital for treatment 4 days before the ballot held. He remains in Paris. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.